Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, sponsored by Total Sports Enterprises. I am Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24-7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together to raise money for Children's Hospital. Check us out at SteelNationAssociation.com. Join the club, get your shirt, get your member gear, help us raise money at the same time. Hope to see you there. But in the meantime, tonight I'm going to fly solo, and I just want to talk a little bit about what the Steelers have coming up here as they approach week three of the preseason. Obviously, the dress rehearsal of the preseason, where they will run a few more plays, a little less vanilla, but overall, just trying to get some timing down. First thing I'm going to talk about is Mike Tomlin's press conference today, where he did mention what I wrote about earlier this week on SteelNationAssociation.com and other platforms as well, that Big Ben will play a little bit, Antonio Brown will play a little bit, James Harrison will play a little bit. My expectation is they won't play more than one quarter. It may be slightly less, just to get a little bit of rhythm overall for those guys, but obviously Tomlin's not going to risk any injury to three of his biggest stars. Ben and Antonio Brown, very obvious reasons. James Harrison, I'm not so sure if injury is as big of a question there as it is just getting the old man, so to speak, some rest. I'm not going to call him an old man to his face, but you know what I'm talking about. So I think it all makes sense. I completely support it. Obviously, if Le'Veon Bell was anywhere in this preseason, he would probably be treated the same way. But the other guys are going to play. Pouncey's not, but the rest of the guys are going to play. I would probably treat Ryan Shazier very similarly, maybe play him a quarter, but overall he's somewhat of an injury risk, as we've all seen over the years. So I think with his abilities, you want to keep him out and just rest him up for the regular season. Obviously, in game four next week, you're not going to see any of these guys, understandably so. You know, there may be a few decisions made in week four as we get there, but the bulk of them are going to be made right here in week three against the Colts. One of those is going to be another thing that I wrote about earlier this week. Is Ross Cockrell going to be that second corner? Quite frankly, I don't think he should be. Cody Sensabaugh is going to get some time. Hilton's also going to get some time with the ones. I think Sensabaugh has the better opportunity to come out of there and, win the job out of the gates to be across from Artie Burns. I mean, Burns is solidified as the number one corner, rightfully so, but they, black and gold, have issues at that second corner again. And as I wrote earlier this week, Cockrell reminds me of the old William Gay. And, you know, if we know Cockrell because we see the back of his jersey and the name on it, that's a problem. And that's been a problem to me for the last couple of seasons. I just don't see the guy as a starting cornerback. He can play in the nickel defense. I've got no problem with that. But I cannot have him on the field for 80, 90, 100% of the plays. I just can't. I don't trust him. I think he'll get burned multiple times, and I just don't think that this team can afford that, because quite frankly they're a very solid football team and they are a Super Bowl contender. There's no way to put it other than that, but if you have a weak link, you're only as good as that weak link, and the Steelers know that, and Cockrell right now is that weak link. They need to improve in that category, and they're going to try to. Now, at the end of the day, as I've written earlier this season, or I guess preseason, I should say, I think that Cam Sutton, is going to be a guy that, much like Artie Burns, comes out and becomes the starter sometime October, maybe November, 8 to 10 games into the season. And you're going to have two very young but very good, solid corners as your starters this year, and then ideally for a long time after that. That's my hope, that's my prediction, but Sutton's certainly not going to be ready in week one. He hasn't really been on the field, and you just can't trust that. So for the time being, it's either going to be Cockrell, possibly Hilton, or Cody Sensabaugh. I'm going to go with Sensabaugh winning this out. But Cockrell does have the experience, so he's going to certainly be given all of his reps and opportunities to hang on to that job. On the flip side, you know, from the wide receiver standpoint, as I wrote about earlier this preseason as well, there's a big battle going to be seen this weekend. You definitely have, you know, Antonio Brown on that team, Martavis Bryant's on that team, Juju's going to be on the team for sure. I think Eli Rogers is now solidified on the squad as well. So that's four. Generally, they keep five. I'll give them the opportunity to keep six, meaning that's what I think they're going to do. You know, so now we're looking at DeMarcus Ayers, you're looking at Hunter, you're looking at Sammy Coates, really, in that that category. And Darius Hayward-Bey as well. And I think at the end of the day, you're going to see Coates and Hayward-Bey come out of there, which means Hunter, this guy signed in the offseason, is not going to be there. Ayers isn't going to be there. That's a tough call. I mean, these guys, Kobe Hamilton's not going to be there. These guys can play. They're all going to be on NFL rosters, but it just might not be in Pittsburgh. I actually would get rid of Hayward-Bey, but I think Tomlin and the staff like him a lot. He does contribute to special teams. He's fast. He's a 9-year vet. He's just really not costing that much. And I think that's what's going to keep him. And I think Coates just has so much potential. And before last year's injury, he really showed it. So I look for him to keep it. And, you know, since Martavis Bryant looks like he'll be there this year and not get himself into trouble, I think that makes Hunter expendable. I mean, he was signed more of an insurance policy for Bryant. They're basically the same size. Bryant's faster. He's younger. He's better. You know, you're not going to get rid of him. And I just don't think there's room for Hunter. And, you know, if the team could trade one of these guys, they would. I know they just made a trade here the other day for a corner, but that's a small trade. Overall, you know, trades are very difficult in the NFL. It's not like Major League Baseball. You've got salary cap implications. You know, there's multiple factors that go into it that are just far more challenging. There's no farm system, so you're not really trading prospects for players in a lot of ways. So I don't see it happening. I think, you know, especially when teams know that you're going to end up cutting these guys, they're just going to wait and try to sign them off the street. And these guys will be, you know, on the street for less than 2 minutes because all of them have talent, all of them can play, and they just aren't going to get an opportunity here. It's just impossible. They're just too loaded at that position. But we'll see. I think this week will be a very, very key to key test for all of them. You know, I think the four guys are on, so there's two spots open, and they're all going to be playing for those last two spots. Now, you might be wondering why I like Josh Dobbs so much, and I'm not saying he's coming out of the gates as the backup quarterback. I still think Landry Jones has the edge there, even though he hasn't played, but I think Dobbs has a chance. I really do. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. You know, a lot of people aren't impressed with what the rookie's done the first couple of weeks, but I actually am. I spoke with him a couple of weeks ago now. The kid is very intelligent. I mean, he's literally a rocket scientist, I believe it is. That's what he majored in. He's talented. He's physically capable of playing the game. He's reading defenses pretty well out of the gates, quite frankly, and rookies just don't do that. He's got the scrambling ability. He's got a good arm. He was relatively accurate in college. He played in the SEC, a big-time college football conference, obviously, and he's been successful there. He's getting the opportunities now because Landry's been hurt, and he's in my opinion, he's done pretty well. He's not going to go throw for 300 yards. Let's not forget this is the preseason. They are running a vanilla offense. He's getting acclimated to all of this. He's not being asked to be a starter, even though he's starting games right now. I think with his progression in the offense and with Landry being hurt, there's a chance. I'm not saying it will happen, but I think there's a chance that Dobbs comes out of the gates as the number two. I think Landry still has the edge, and I'll repeat that, but I think Dobbs has a chance, and he's certainly obviously going to make this team. I think he's got a great chance of being a starter for this team later down the line. Others want to say Landry, others say he's not, the starter's not on this squad at all for after Ben's retirement, and that might be true too, but I think Dobbs has as good a chance as anybody at this point, and I've been really pleased with his progression through the first few weeks of the preseason. And I'd say, you know, as he plays on Saturday night, take a look at him. See if you see any improvement. I think he improved from week one to week two. I've certainly seen him in person at camp. I liked what I saw. When I talked to him, he mentioned how he's, you know, learning from Big Ben, the things he's picked up as far as setting his day, reading progressions, all of the important things as far as becoming a quarterback and maturing in the NFL, he's picking up from a future Hall of Famer. So we can't, you know, let that go either. It just sort of reminds me of the situation in 2004, if you recall, when Tommy Maddox was the starter and Big Ben ended up beating out Charlie Batch, who was the incumbent backup. And Ben ended up obviously being the number two, and the rest of that season is history as he became the starter. What was it, week two, I believe, and they went 15-1 and went on to the AFC Championship before the Patriots cheated them out of the Super Bowl opportunity. Different story for a different day, but point being, I see the similarities from a preseason standpoint. Obviously, I'm in no way, shape, or form wishing an injury to our starter season over at that point, but you know, I just see some of those similarities. And this is the first time the Steelers have had a quarterback in camp and on this roster that has shown those flashes of having that ability. I will admit I was excited when they drafted Landry Jones, thinking he might be the future. He is a very good backup. I know there's a lot of people screaming at me right now for that, but he is. But that's all he is. You know, Dobbs, maybe that's all he'll become too. But because he's fresh, because he's new, maybe because we haven't seen enough, I am believing that we might have our future starter with him down the line. Hopefully it's not for 2, 3, 4 years, but we'll see. In the meantime, he'll keep getting his reps and he'll make the case to be the number two. The other topic I guess I wanted to talk about was the linebacking situation, specifically James Harrison and TJ Watt. You know, right now, Watt seems to be the starter with Harrison backing him up. I don't have an issue with that. I've heard mixed opinions. I mean, Harrison has certainly made a name for himself for over the years. I mean, we don't have to really repeat that. It's very well documented. The guy is a legend in Pittsburgh. And I mean, quite honestly, last year, he was just a freak show as far as what he put up at that age. It's unbelievable. I mean, we can't say enough about his work ethic. He is fantastic. But I think the logic here, if Watt does continue to be the guy to start, which he very well may be, and I understand it actually, is you want to keep Harrison fresh, and specifically fresh for the stretch run, and then assuming the Steelers make the playoffs, a Super Bowl run. So, you know, at his age, I think it makes sense. I don't have a problem with him not starting. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to get his reps. He's going to be an impact. And you know what? He's going to help push TJ Watt. So I like it. I like it a lot. I like Chiquillo. And how do you pronounce his name? Medakevic. I'm always struggling with that one. But I think those two guys as backups, reserves, whatever you would like to call them, are going to be very impactful. You still have Arthur Motes coming out there as a reserve. All of these guys are going to be on this squad, and they deserve to be. You know, Vince Williams is now stepping into the role of the Lawrence Timmons, who had been here for years and years and has traditionally been the team's leading tackler. I think Vince Williams has earned it. That's exactly why the Steelers did not pursue Timmons too heavily. You know, they signed Williams a year prior to a 4-year deal. They obviously had this in mind. I've thought ever since he was a rookie, quite frankly, that he's had a lot of ability. I think he's progressed over the years and he's earned his way through special teams, much, by the way, like James Harrison did in his early years. And in fact, I think that Vince Williams has the opportunity to be this team's leading tackler. He's a solid tackler. If you see him, when he hits a guy, they don't usually get past him. They're going down. And I think he has the ability they need to step in for Timmons. So I feel really good about the linebacking core. The front three, I love the front three. I mean, Cam Hayward's back. He's a beast. You've got Stephon Tuitt on the other side. And then Javon Hargrave up the middle in his second year. You know, I think that all three of those guys are fantastic run stoppers. I mean, Hayward and Tuitt both have the ability to get to the quarterback as well. The front seven looks really solid. This could very well be the making of a championship defense, a top five or top 10 defense, depending on the pressure they get on the quarterback, depending how they stop the run. And then right now, I'm going to say depending on Ross Cockrell there in the secondary, Sean Davis, Mike Mitchell, Artie Burns, I'm pretty pleased with all of them. Mike Mitchell, I think sometimes he's overrated, but I'll take him. It's just that second corner spot, and whether it's Cockrell or even Sensabaugh, who I'd feel more comfortable with, that is going to be their weak point. So the Steelers are going to have to utilize their front seven to get pressure on the quarterbacks, especially when they play the Patriots, December 17th, and then probably again in the playoffs on Brady, the best in the business. They also face Aaron Rodgers this year, among others, and those guys are fantastic, and if you give them time, they're gonna shred you, and that will be the Steelers' Achilles heel if they don't find a way to at least mask it, if not fix it. But that's getting a little far in advance. Right now, we've got week three of the preseason at home in Heinz Field. They're gonna run some plays. They're gonna try to get their timing down. They're gonna try to get out of there with nobody injured, and figure out who is on this team, who isn't. They'll take some of that into week four. They're going to rest everybody else at that point. And then come September 10th, they're going to play the Cleveland Browns, and they're going to be ready to go. Well, I said I was going to keep this brief. I actually went a little longer than I thought I would. But, when you start talking black and gold football, it's hard not to, to keep going. So we're gonna shut it down tonight. Thanks for listening to Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. Remember to visit SteelNationAssociation.com if you haven't already, and check us out. Help Children's Hospital at the same time, and don't forget to get your goodies along the way. We'll talk to you soon.